All right, welcome, welcome, welcome for PRQ Timelines. Yeah, we'd love to take some calls. Let me get into things here regarding PRQ Timelines. Once you come and go into reality and have your memories back, the reason this show was created is you can see the construct of timelines in a 2,000-year cycle, and they always look the same. I know for some of you that will sound very arrogant, very flip, but once you get all your memories back and you can see everything that's happening in real time, which is happening to you right now, you're getting your memories back. You're able to see knowledge now instead of listening to a story. This is the ascension cycle. This is what happens. You go, I've been duped, okay? That's what timelines is all about, is that it's so subtly implemented into your reality. We don't know, we're so naive, we're so benevolent to one another and loving and just pure peace as a standard. We don't recognize the tricks that are being played with the other individuals that we might interact with. So that's what timelines is about, is how did I get in this situation? Where am I being steered? Again, my great friends that are not with us in physicality and or in other bodies now, we all figured it out. And that's the real game now. Someone's creating a construct of outcomes, and it's the great spiritual war of, what am I inspired to do? And why do I have so many rules here? Why am I in hierarchical systems? So whether you listen to Benjamin Fulford's reports, James Corbett's reports, Cliff High, Bo Pony, Max Steele, my great tribute today for Max. It doesn't really matter, prepare for change. You're all going to end up at the same place. And that is, if you're reacting to news and or media and propaganda, then you're reacting to news, propaganda, and information. So if I wanted to stage a fake alien invasion or participation, I'm going to tell you over and over again, the bad guys don't invade. They've already beat you here. And when they can abduct the brains of people that you're interacting with, they can create timelines and more timelines and more timelines. So our consciousness is so powerful, they want our participation. If you want to use a different word, I'm fine with that too. For now, we'll use Z. So I'm going to construct a language. I'm going to construct engineering, mathematics. All of it is designed and engineered to get you the outcome you want. It's very efficient because you can't imagine the duping would be that dramatic. It couldn't be this good, could it? So when you start looking at how and why they do it, you'll see that it doesn't really matter the topic. And the reason I'm mentioning Ben's website today is because you're going to see all the stories are getting denser and denser and tighter and tighter. So go ahead and look that one up today. And what you'll see is all the news that you look at will look identical year over year, for thousands of years, Egyptian times. So read through it and you'll see that the stories are just the same. They haven't changed at all. Whether you're going to have mechanical systems controlling your airspace, you're going to have weather wars, which we're observing here. They're using, there's ways to use triangulation with your cell towers and so forth and make hurricanes and so forth. So all hurricanes are alien technology. But anyway, I'm encouraging you to look at with great discernment, Ben Fulford's report this last week, because now you got a backbone to see how are all the stories aligning throughout the course of 1,000, 2,000 years. You'll see that they're all the same. Different color. These folks are really good at creating timelines. And that's what I want us to be aware of going forward, that when we use our heart versus our mind, we don't get the we don't get these thoughts that abduct us. And that's how the technologies have been created. As long as I can get you on any kind of timeline, we get sick in some respects. When we use our heart to create our natural technology, implement our natural technology, that's always been our tool out of really low places or dark planets. The good news is, as you can see from the last callers, looks like things are changing fast, real fast. And you just can't stop us creating our own timelines now. And so that's my great encouragement. Anyway, look at news is my suggestion in one huge bucket for 1,000 years, and you're gonna find the true story. Because you're just repopulating other timelines that are being constructed. And that's why there are so many timelines being constructed. It's because it keeps you dancing and you won't necessarily recognize it because you're in the mix. You're in a fight with grandma. Hopefully not grandma. How about mom? Because she's reacting to timelines that have been implemented in her brain. A lot of things there that I'd love to explore with you all today. So please go ahead and call in. What I like is that when you get somebody savvy like Ben to articulate information, this person's not selling any T-shirts or chemical treatment. This is someone who has other things they could be doing, like planting trees. Look at the passion around the information, the material, and look how much discernment goes into it. This is someone that has accelerated their access to their true knowledge and their self. It's just one of many examples. I could talk about many other people, but I just wanted to show you, if you looked at all the material that's been written from this individual, you'll actually see the timelines for the last 5 years, no problem, are still in play. If I can keep you dancing, I can keep you dancing is the game. So it's quite interesting to see someone so dedicated, and many, many people dedicated to writing the information that's been given to them or they experienced, myself included. But you'll see it's the same timeline. If we talked about the tortures I went through throughout my lives, then what do we get out of it? Poor Q isn't going to work for us anymore. We're on a revolving train of somebody starting to make us dance here and there throughout the course of history. And I know who those individuals are, and they know that I know, and that's why I'm still talking. And there's a very good reason for this. And I'm ecstatic that you all are starting to recognize it. Thank you so much. And BBS Radio for being so nobly steadfast in helping me. All right, let's get some work. I'll be doing the Awakening Wave Show with host Robin Lee today. So stay tuned for that. And I'm going to talk to Lee from Virginia on line two, if you don't mind, BBS. Do we have the ability to bring in an energetic from another timeline, space to our current timeline, to affect ourselves, spirit. I think I have that right. Lee from New Virginia, are you there?
I am, Q. How are you?
Great, great, great. Love to you.
Oh, my love to you, too.
How can I help you today?
Q, I have set off on my homesteading journey several times now. And I live here in Virginia, in the part of Virginia that was first supposedly settled. And I keep running into synchronicities or things that I think are synchronicities But then I second guess myself and think, is this the dark putting me on a timeline? So my question is, do we have the ability to put an energetic from another timeline into this timeline to give us breadcrumbs to put us on a timeline that we want to create?
Great question. Okay, so that tool is, at the risk of being redundant, is so absolutely correct. Yes is the answer. And that tool that you utilize is what? Our heart.
I feel like, yeah.
It's our heart.
I feel like it may have implanted a energetic, because I have some of my memories back, and I know I have had other lives here in the same locality. But it also intertwines with the bird family, which makes me pull back. So, is there any encouragement you can give me with that?
So, explain a little bit more on you said. Wildlife, correct?
I'm sorry.
Did you say wildlife, birds? Is that correct?
yeah, the bird family of Virginia.
Very good. that was a really good joke, but nobody's going to get it. Anyway. okay. So,
last name is Robbins, by the way.
All right, so it's for me and my observation, this is what's unique for us here is that we're so psychic, we don't know we're psychic. We're so psionically capable to pick up so much information, and that's what creates the timelines. But we could observe so many things at once, but we can't put together that if I turn around, it didn't exist until I turned around. Tricky, huh?
Yeah.
So you're in a dimension that you're co-creating with in your own space and your own time is the best I can do to explain it. So you're gonna look at the opportunities you have instantaneously. Is that fair to say?
Yeah.
So if I can instantly make any dimension in real, in my real time and awareness, how does it affect others? Is why I'm still chatting about this topic. If I'm going to go interact with other individuals that are in their time, how is it, how delicate and how do we all work together on this this concept? It's not a concept, is what I'm doing my best to explain. It's real. We're really wiggling our fingers in a dimension. That's right. we're really in a place that we're creating in a body that has, in most cases, tricked us. it has too many restrictions with the DNA. So we got stuck here on timelines in a body that can't appreciate and or receive all of its light in most cases. So we're walking out of it now. Is your real question? Is it not?
Yeah.
We couldn't have this conversation 10 years ago, could we? Too fantastic.
Right.
How are you feeling about this new news?
I love what's happening. Yeah.
So it's getting a little more obvious now, wouldn't you say?
Yes.
Okay, you have any other questions? So space to our current timelines to affect ourselves and our spirit Absolutely. It's what was written down for me.
Yes, that was my question.
And so one way to observe timelines, can you remember anything we talked about so far?
Parts of it.
Okay. Eventually, you won't remember anything you just said. And that's what removes the timelines, is that the monkey brain, or whatever words you like, that keep processing information. As soon as you stop thinking, everyone stops thinking, but we keep doing what's exciting to us, we come out of this real clean, and that's what's happening. Like you heard the people from Michigan with their new liquor store. Okay, it's not a liquor store, but it's funny.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Love you. My great love to you. My great love to you. You know what? I'm noticing. Thank you so much, BBS. Thank you for the call. I'm noticing that everybody's starting to sound like Aloha. You notice that? Everyone, when Aloha speaks, Asha speaks, Mermaid, we're all starting to sound alike. We're all sounding so caring. All right, BBS, I don't have any other callers, so I'll just call it a day, or maybe I need to go back a few, or let's see. You tell me where I need to go, BBS. I don't see any new callers here other than the last show. Here we go. I'm kidding. Maybe nobody wants to talk today. That's okay. It's really fun for me to, when I do look at these news reports and observe them through everybody else's eyes. Did that happen? Is the military going to help out? What's their position? Notice for me, I get to be autonomous to my own passion, and that's what I always wanted, so that I wasn't creating more timelines. Could I sit here and talk about wars all day and tell you what really happened behind the scenes? I could do that. But wouldn't we just all be sitting and talking about the same things? So those are, so I'm doing my best not to create timelines. I intentionally created timelines about Antarctica. I intentionally created timelines about NASA and space, so that you can understand the vastness of where you're at, the grandness of where you're at, and the opportunities. Those are timelines for me that were passionate for me, because you got to explore yourself and say, okay, if our planet is larger than the entire globe that's been explained to me, that's pretty big news. And then who's this guy to say that? So as you can tell, if we create this timeline through the U.S. military or otherwise, now they're the bad guys, and the corruption potential and the mimicking and the fake news opportunities are there. So those timelines were created to give less opportunity and get more dimensional realities observed by all of you. And looks like there's more to this world than meets the eye, doesn't it? All right, am I still on the air? I don't have any callers. I have a lot of legacy callers, last callers. I don't know. I'm a little lost on my caller list. Mr. BBS, Color Project Review, Robin, we did carry. Forgive me if I'm behind. Thanks, BBS. I got it now. We did Sue's. Did we do Vermont? We did not do Vermont. Sue from Vermont on line three. There is a line on the Allegiance and would like to talk about questions from their life. Miss, I think it's Sue from Vermont. Are you there on line three?
It's so say. Mirdita,
Sorry about that. My love to you.
I love you so much. Well, anyway, I have this question that has been baffling me all my life. When we first moved here in 1969, in school you had to, I pledged allegiance, and I learned it by heart, but I always stopped on the verse where it says, one nation under God. For me, it was a little agitating because how can anything in this creation be under God when everything on this creation is God?
Yeah.
So nobody has
obviously,
been able to...
Obviously, a timeline, they changed the words on us. They changed the words on us.
Why?
So, one nation and with who? God. One nation with God instead of under God was, correct me if I'm wrong, but that's how it was originally written. So with God versus under God was constructed so you'd feel lesser and lesser than your authentic self.
Oh, my God. And now thank you so much for verifying that because it always agitated my heart. How can a nation, such a beautiful nation, be an under God? Or for that matter... anything in creation.
Yes, and so that's one of the greatest timelines I've seen to construct outcomes for maybe the bad guys would be the internet, because now you can scrub all the books, all the electronic words. I can cut and paste anything instantly, and I can change history books on the internet easily and just cut and paste another story for you. And so it's a great race now, isn't it?
Yes, and let me just, soon it will go to where it is corrected, because that's a deep lie, if you will. It's just ironic how this whole country is meant to believe that they're under God, and I've always wondered, but which God are we under?
Thank you so much for your observation. Do you have any questions today?
Oh, I have. I'm going to let the other people talk to you, and I am so grateful. You have saved my life in so many different levels that you can't even imagine. But I've had some stuff also. I mean, how if I make. How such a grand light being will be talking to me. I feel so little by listening to you this whole time. And you guided us to see that we are you and you are us, because I see it as oneness to manyness and from manyness to oneness. And I'm so grateful that you are one. Beyond grace, the moment that I found out that you were here, I already knew that you were on a so-called dimension. Because to me, I'm already there. Why? Because you're here. I know you're here, and this beautiful goddess, Zoyusha Ra, also here. You see, in my culture, we refer to men, women, we refer them as Zotni, which means God. And for a woman, we refer to them Zeus, which means goddess. I just wanted to clarify in case you had a question. I love you, and I love that beautiful goddess of you. I just love the both of you. Thank you so much for coming. Thank you so much for guiding us. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And before I hang up, if it's a possibility, if we can do it very slowly, and if you can just, or we can all say so, we all get this beautiful light. And we can all, that's listening, we can all repeat it. So we can get all together and bring it into one light. Is that a possibility, or is it that too much to ask?
It's inevitable.
Thank you.
My great love to you. Thank you for your call. Thank you for your call. That is outstanding information. And thank you for receiving so much of you and receiving us and myself. Thank you. Moving to line four, BBS Radio. Let's see, Kelly from Earth on line four. Childhood memory of interaction with other beings. Kelly, are you there?
Hugh, this is Kelly.
Hi, Kelly. Kelly.
Yes. So I have a memory from childhood that I'm hoping I could share with you, and you can help shed some light on this memory.
I like your acronyms. Go ahead.
And this is something I've never shared. I never thought I would, but here I am.
Yeah, that's what I want to say.
The memory I have.
Please, thank you for your bravery. This is really important for so many people. Please.
So the memory I have, I would say I was definitely a child, maybe around 9 years old. And what I remember, I would say it felt like the area I was in, there's no windows in it. So I can't say for sure where I was. But I remember there being no windows, and I remember being on some kind of table, almost like a medical table. And I could feel that there were beings around me, maybe 3 to 4, but I don't have any visual memory of them. I could just feel them. And I remember that I like woke up and was conscious of what was taking place. And I feel like I wasn't supposed to have woken up. And I remember looking around the room, and I remember seeing lots and lots of children. Mm-hmm. And these children were almost like in a drug-induced state, kind of like sleeping, but not naturally sleeping. And I remember there being like a vertical, almost like a conveyor of these children in the room I was in, and in another room. Mm-hmm. And all of them were either naked or very scantily dressed. That's my memory. And I remember the next day when I was supposed to be awake and back in what I know is my normal home, remembering that memory. And I almost feel like there was some kind of sexual connotation. And I would say my adolescence or puberty state began probably very quickly after that at a very, very young age.
Yeah. So what is your question?
I guess kind of the who, what, where, why, when, how.
All right. Thank you so much for this. So we've taken thousands and thousands of calls just like this over the years. I typically do them one-on-one. Do you want the answer over the radio? I will be very, very, the scenario will be, when I speak about this, it'll be just a summary. It won't be directly what happened to you. I'll only talk about the program that this is and how it works, okay? But if you don't want me to say it over the air, it's going to trigger you if I tell you, number one, but we can heal you at the same time. Is that okay?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay. All right, so the minute I start speaking about this, you're going to get more memories because you're speaking to me. You understand?
Okay.
So the light is going to come into you so that you can feel the truth in this situation and or opportunity and what you experienced. The more I talk to you, the more you're going to be able to validate the knowledge. Is that okay?
Yeah.
We can keep our heads in the sand, or we can acknowledge it and move on and strip it from us very easily. And I command our spirits to increase our life force energy all the time. What you're explaining is the breeder program, and the breeder program has tremendous amount of tenure here Definitely the last two, what you're measuring as the last 200 years. Some of it was benevolent or supposed to be, and some of it was abductions for other nefarious reasons. But for the most part, if I can engineer a human and get some light in it and not allow it to know how much light it could possibly have in it, is a summary of the breeder program. Vaccinations are a good component of the breeder program because I can code you, I can dumb you down with every vaccine on the planet. It's no problem. I can take away your consciousness. I can keep it at a place I want, and I can give other individuals more consciousness. So I can do it both ways. I can make you faster, stronger, better, or I can keep you in a state that I want you in, and I can create the type of breed I want to control. Make sense?
Yeah.
Now, if I find one I really like that works really well, this is all Alien Agenda, then I'm gonna make more of those because that's exactly what I want. And I want to fertilize my crop. I want to fertilize my herd the way I want it done. And that's why I do these shows, because I've been in, because I have all my memories back and I know what's going on underground and off planet and on planet, interdimensionally and extra-dimensionally in the domain that you're in. All of us on this planet have some kind of tinkering with us. None of us are organic mammals. You're not going to find one here. So all of us are growing out of those restrictions that were engineered in this type of DNA. This type of DNA is made to be governed, so it has a very slow maturation rate through the ascension cycle. So the short version is you are in the breeder program, and the reason you're in the breeder program is because you're going to have more capability and more opportunities for the people that were doing, the individuals that were doing that to you. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Thank you.
Now, the good news is once you recognize it and you realize the dimensional reality you're in because you're able to create it in this type of body, you won't get sick and you won't go crazy and you won't have stress and you won't, you start recognizing emotions and you'll be able to get rid of them. When did it happen? You can say to yourself now, it didn't happen. What's the difference between a real memory and a fake memory? There is no difference. I can program, anyone can program another person. So once we realize memory is useless, even though we've been through torture, I'm your poster child. You can get rid of it. It doesn't exist because it's not now. You with me?
Yeah.
So all of those memories may be accurate for you, depending on how much, let's say, strategic forgetfulness you may have. looking at emotions and saying, oh my gosh, that really did happen to me. What am I going to do? What me worry? Oh my gosh. It's not now. We're just right now, and that is your healing. Any other questions?
Physically taking someone?
It's not important is what I'm saying. It is your phrase, your knowledge. It's not now, is it? We're right now. This is the healing now.
Okay, understand.
Very good. Any other questions?
No, thank you very much.
Thank you. Let's be like fun here. Let's see how much time I have to be careful in the back. I lose track of time so quick. Let me, BBS, I'm going to jump a little bit here. I found an interesting one I wanted to get to here. Okay, I do. No, you're fine. I know you're slow. That's why you were on the short bus. inside joke, everyone. All right, I want to go to line two, if you don't mind, BBS. Rich is from LA on line two. Rumors of there being a clone of Donald Trump in Mar-a-Lago. Would like to hear your thoughts on these events. Go ahead, Rich. What do you have?
Yeah, you referenced Ben Fulford, and yesterday in his does it all the time. But yesterday in his newsletter, he talks about very insistently that there's a short Trump at Mar-a-Lago, controlled by the P1 Masons, I guess, or something like that, and that the real Trump resides in Cheyenne Mountain, and this is a shorter Trump, and it's very obvious, the one in Mar-a-Lago. I'm just very interested to hear your take on that with timelines.
Okay, very good. So typically, thank you very much for this question. All right, so typically, in the Ascension Wars, I'll call it, is if I can just keep you getting farther and farther down the chaotic road is pretty normal. Hang on, I'm just getting a little attention. So what would make the most chaos? Well, let's see. Identity, money, and time. So if I can get you on a believing there's a war of genetics, What could I sell you guys? I could sell you a false idol is going to come save the day, because you're eventually going to understand how easy it is to heal a body, regenerate a body, and recreate a body. You're going to get to that point. Well, that chaos is very valuable, because now you can prove that you're not a body, and the person who created you, the consciousness, could come in and be your savior. So all your Bibles are alien technology. I'm sorry. It's true. It's all a construct to get you one day to see that cloning is really easy. It's really, and now what's the first thing that's going to happen to you regarding this topic? The medical industry will collapse. That would be very chaotic, wouldn't it? Knowing that vaccines are fake, diseases are fake, and genetics have been engineered. And by the way, I can make a new body and have you jump in and have you recycle as many times as I want. I just don't want you to leave the planet. You got me?
Yep.
That's a timeline. So if you understand how your consciousness comes into your physical body is a tool for the bad guys. Oh, now we got them. They know that their spirit and or come from source, but they're in a body. That's as much chaos as you need to control a population or a biosphere, because now someone's going to show up and tell you the story, and you can contradict the story however you want, because they have more abilities, more power, or they're flying a spaceship. Easily done, isn't it?
Yep.
So there's a lot of that.
Yeah.
Anyway. You want me to tell you if it's true or not, huh?
Well, I just want to get the Masonic aspect of it. You know, it's just he's overlaid it with a few other provisions, and I'm just, you know, curious your sense of what he's doing there.
So when you look at magic, you can use it both ways. You can use it with light. You can use it with darkness. You can prove it to yourself. Sit in your room one day, just any room, with or without people, doesn't matter, and blink your eyes like 57 times a second. Just go really fast. And you'll watch the scene change. Okay, now put instruments in your hand, or otherwise use diamonds, use any kind of symbolism for you, and you can actually direct what you want to do with it. So look at the magic that's in our symbolism of our money, our flags. All of it is engineered by aliens and could be used in, we could argue, in a positive manner. So you're seeing a lot of that come out in the bucket of chaos is usually the Ascension Cycle weaponry. You're going to see everything come out before you realize it. You're going to get all the truth right in front of your eyes. And then the real trickery will begin. Pretty interesting, isn't it?
Oh, so even past the duality of like water can slake your thirst, or you can drown in a foot of it. You know, yet beyond that, it's going to be still more chaos, huh?
It's just you won't know who to believe. And that's why we hope we see, we understand, overstand that maybe I got ahead of the head of the race here a little bit. And that's why we keep me out on a pinnacle where I'm not aligned or affiliated with any agency, because we can take my information and decide for ourselves. But chaos is usually the timeline game that these types of individuals who have engineered, since we've been talking, they attacked me 3 times. So what they don't want you to be aware of is chaos of dimensional reality is their real weapon. They know it. They know it. As long as I can keep you reacting to the past, not knowing your consciousness from light, from source, that's what they go for, to piggyback on us as we grow exponentially and just explode more light in here. And they're never successful. They have to recycle us again. They have to recycle us again. This is their only tool they have. Yeah, it's not going to, it won't work this time. We're too far down the road. We're too far down the road this time. So anyway, that's how it works.
Good news.
My love to you. Thank you so much for your call.
Likewise. Thank you. Thank you.
Let's see if I can get a couple more in. Thank you for your call. Checking time because I know there's a show behind me here. Okay. I think I got time for one or two here. Let me stay in succession. Kelly from Arizona on line 6, how to stay disengaged with engineered characters. Kelly from Arizona on line 6, are you there?
Yes. This is Shelley again, not Kelly.
Sorry.
No, it's all good.
We have literacy issues here. Sorry about that.
I always say I answer to Shirley, Sheila. Anyway, I was in Yuma, and I had about a 2 to 3 week period where I was waking up in the mornings. And it's that in-between state where you first wake up, but I'm not fully awake. And then when I fully awake, I catch the dialogue in my head, and I know it's not me. Because I can just laugh at it, because it's always these past episodes in my life, all these scenes where I had been, I'm waking up reliving this past thing that I'm really not even bothered about anymore, but I was bothered about it in the moment, whatever the past was. So I was curious if it was the location. But I've moved now and I haven't had this issue. But what happened after last week's show, when I listened to you and Mermaid have these engineered characters pass by and then another couple passed by with the same clothes on, when I got home from a bike ride, there was a guy on a motorcycle parked right at my back door. And I thought, oh, engineered character, here we go. And I just came home, and then I laughed. It was so obvious. I looked out over the whole desert from my motorhome of all the places that this guy could have gone, but he's right at my back door. And so I just laughed about it because it was kind of obvious and hilarious. So in my mind, I had disengaged. I came in my house. I put him out of my mind. I ate. I called Grandma for Christmas. And then after that, I was sitting there with this really heavy pressure in my head. Like, I felt like my head was a balloon that was going to pop. And then I remembered the guy at my back door. And I realized that my 3 neighbors, I looked out, the person to my side was in front of me and on my side. And the other person was on my side in front of me. And these 3 people... if you drew a line to all 3 of them, I would be exactly in the middle of a triangle. Then I couldn't get them out of my mind. So I got put on a timeline because my choice was to get out of the triangle and go sleep somewhere else, which I did. And then I woke up without past scenes in my head too. So I've relocated. But how do you, once that guy put a tent up in my backyard, how do I disengage from him being there?
Okay, so how do we, so let's see if I can utilize the last few minutes here efficiently, but the individual is cut and pasted in your space, you're quite convinced of, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so it looks correct to me as well. All right, so the individual is cut and pasted. For me, when I get in these situations and or around other people in these situations, I want to know what, so this is why I am considered late to the party every time, because I want to know the root cause analysis of the agenda. So I've seen so much of it because I'm not in real time with you all. I get to see them doing it and I can see the machines they're doing, but I'm always, so the operator of the machines that are cutting and pasting people into other dimensional realities of you or others, I want to know what's the root cause of what's the outcome you're going to get out of this. Now I'll let you answer it. Because you're more powerful.
Well,
they found something they can hang.
I'm assuming the guy's parking there to get me fearful and upset and disturbed.
Never is the surface. You're correct. Absolutely, 100% correct. But it's never the real root. So if I can get you triggered, I can also get my buddies to trigger you as well. Notice that you had memories from your childhood and or past relationships, et cetera, et cetera. Notice that?
Yeah.
You just created those individuals in a dimensional reality. There's no such thing as time. That means if I can keep you remembering, I can implement another being into your reality. So let's just say you're scared of chipmunks when you were a kid because you got bit by it. If I can throw that memory in your head again, you're going to be scared of chipmunks again, which could be a hidden alien. Aliens are very good. And the definition of an alien is someone who's very bad, not a genetics, as we've talked about. So I just need you to believe in me, and I'm scary, and now the chipmunk can hide, and it's actually an alien hiding with a disguise. So that's what that gentleman was. He's cut and pasted to be in your reality. And so that scare, that fear, retitle it to, I believe there is someone here that is sustaining dimensional reality with me, reality. And because you're scared of them, it strengthens them in your reality. Pretty simple. That's why it's so tricky, huh?
Mm-hmm. So the answer is?
Do not participate.
Do not create him.
That's right. Do not participate. So if I can get you scared of anything, is just as much of an alien. And that's their tools, is emotions. You don't have emotions outside of this body like this. This is a very emotional planet, very emotional type. We can feel so much. And so it's our legacy emotions are what you've heard me talk about. Just passion is really the only emotion we carry into existence. Just pure passion. Everything else is secondary. So I hope that helps a little.
I chose to relocate, and then I didn't have any negative emotion after that. Is that? I didn't feel like I could sleep there.
But how come?
How come what?
It's not easy to forget, is it? You're still talking about the individual is a timeline they prefer. So now I can reintroduce. See, the whole world is now listening to this.
Don't tell me the whole world's going to park at my back door.
We hear. Okay. So as you can see, this is a real nice topic, isn't it? Looks like we're still running the marathon. I don't hear anything,
Hello.
BBS, so maybe we should call. looks like we got to play today. I can't hear anybody on the line, so I'll go ahead and take a break.